Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with DeJoz and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Tuesday. Some great guests coming up. Starting later this hour, Jason Scott from BetMGM, lead trader, will join us to talk some Super Bowl here. We'll talk to Sammy P, who I'm sure has lots of thoughts on Ray Bourque, and of course, sports betting going legal in Massachusetts. And we'll have Jason Lockett for later in the show, Odyssey NFL Insider. We're looking forward to that. And before we get to all the college hoops here, and some big games tonight in the Big 12, don't forget, we're going to be out in Phoenix, arriving Sunday, but obviously starting our show Monday, February 6th through Friday, February 10th. Out there, come on, see us broadcasting live at the BetMGM Sportsbook at State Farm Stadium. If you can't make it out, listen on the Odyssey app, as always, or watch on twitch.tv/BetQL. Loads of guests stopping by. And of course, our favorite betting angles on the game, 25 betting kiosks, 265-square-foot video wall, 38 TV stands. So it's going to be awesome out there. We're excited to be part of it, and we'll see you guys next week. All right, college hoops tonight. We have a lot. If this was next week, if it was Tuesday of Super Bowl week, we'd be talking about watching those games live at the BetMGM Sportsbook. But we got some big ones tonight, starting, Aaron, with your Kansas State Wildcats hosting the Jayhawks tonight. The game's in Kansas, but you know, against the Jayhawks, sit number six or number seven versus eight in the country. I mean, these are two tremendous teams right now. What are you thinking? Your Kansas State team is a dog tonight.
There's an 8.5 now. I saw a 1.8 out there, and yeah, this is moving. I mean, I guess I just got to take Kansas State. That is my team. However, I don't feel great about it. This is a big revenge spot for Kansas, and they're going to be motivated. And I think Kansas is probably the better team. I hate to say it. I think they can exploit Kansas State when it comes to turnovers, so that is also a big worry. But, you know, this is a big game, so I might as well just take the dog. I'm already invested in Kansas State, so Jerome Tang and what he's been able to do with this Kansas State team has been impressive. Perhaps he'll get his squad up to play on the road at Kansas. Going to be a hostile environment, but I'll take the 8.5. Maybe I should wait. Maybe I'll get an even better number.
K-State's not the same team on the road. They lost their last couple straight up there. It is a revenge spot. We're going back 2 weeks ago. K-State won in overtime, and suddenly with the K-State program now, I mean, we can truly say this is a rivalry game. I know because of the proximity of the two schools, it probably always is. There's that bad blood, probably little brother syndrome on the K-State side, but now Kansas has to pay attention, right? Like they actually have to care. Like, okay, they're legitimate. Look, in that game a couple weeks ago, my guy Grady Dick, he was one of eight on his threes when he was going through that bad run where he couldn't hit anything from the outside. The Jayhawks hit 20%. I don't expect that to happen. And the Wildcats hit 41% on their threes. I mean, that's the difference, right? That's how K-State wins the game. That's basically how you get to this number of 8.5 tonight. Do I want to lay it with Kansas? No, this is going to be a no play for me. I understand why the K-State plus 8.5 is super tempting, but I could also see Kansas just blowing the doors off of them tonight. So I'm going to stay away. As far as, let's see, conference games, Kansas just demolishing teams. They did just have that three-game losing streak, which ended on Saturday at Kentucky. But let's see, they beat Iowa State, one-possession game. Oklahoma, two-possession game. Double-digit win against West Virginia, close Texas Tech, close Oklahoma State. So, yeah, I understand why people like Aaron Wood bet the Kansas State plus 8.5. It makes sense because, yes, Kansas is better, and we don't think they'll shoot that poorly from the outside again. But when Kansas does win these conference games, they're not killing teams outside of one game.
Yeah, they're not. I mean, is the number gotten too big is the question here, because this was at 6.5 a couple hours ago, right? We're moving up. So it's a lot. I mean, you're basically saying you got to win by 9. I mean, that's a lot in a game that – I mean, Kansas is better, but how much better? And it's a veteran team with Kansas State. I don't think they're overwhelmed by this. But they do – I will say this about Kansas State. They are kind of on the luckier end. They've won, what, I think 3 overtime games? And you look at the luck factor on KenPom, they are among the top 30 teams at KenPom, by far the luckiest. Mm-hmm. Like, now, who was it last year? Was it Providence last year we talked about had the luck on their side? This happens. Once in a while you have a year where you have a lot of close wins. And it doesn't mean you're a bad team. I mean, Providence, you know, wasn't a bad team, but we do have to factor it in. And 8.5, though, is a big number. I'm not willing to lay it. I probably won't bet this game. It seems like a tough handicap. Paul, what are you thinking on Kansas?
So I think it could be a good angle, could be to look at the conference futures. It's not a great number right now. Yesterday I saw a 3-1. So that's the number I'd be looking for. But I think they're going to roll tonight. Iowa State, we've seen they are very vulnerable. And so that's next.
Kansas State? You mean? Oh, that's next.
No,
Kansas. Okay.
Kansas. Yeah, Kansas State tonight. Kansas goes to Iowa State on Saturday. They have 2 games left against Texas. Those are the 2 favorites. So they host Texas next Monday, and then they end the season at Texas. I think that's what it comes down to. We've seen Baylor's very vulnerable. TCU's dealing with a couple injuries for, you know, Miles, their guard. It's a hyperextension. It's not season ending, so that's good news for them. But I just think Kansas is going to be the cream that rises to the top. It'll probably come down to these 2 games against Texas, and it'll be Texas or Kansas. And Texas looked very good against Baylor yesterday. Baylor, you know, again, between that game last night, that's an L, and then they've got a couple other tough road tests. I think things could be setting up for Kansas. They do have road games left against Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, and TCU, but those are the road games you want to have left in this conference,
right?
And Iowa State as well. But if I've only seen it one place, it's plus 270. I'd be looking for a 3-1 before tonight's game, and if I see that, that would be a play to win the Big 12.
I think that makes sense. I see. What's the number you're looking for? 3-1. I saw plus 270 when you just said
that's,
it.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah, that's what you said. Yeah.
But it's not listed everywhere either, which is weird. How these kind of conference futures get posted some places and not some days. So just gotta keep looking around.
Paul, as long as you're at the mic, can you explain why West Virginia is a 2.5 point road favorite at TCU?
Favorite or dog?
Dog. I saw.
Are they the dog? Oh, they're the dog. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I missed it.
I like them tonight, though.
Moved.
TCU lost the guard, right? He's out. He had a knee injury. I don't think it's season ending, but he's not going to play tonight. That I think tonight's a spot for your West Virginia Mountaineers without one of their best guards.
West Virginia has a dog. Like, I was not going to lay the 3.5 against Auburn, which, by the way, I mean, they were blowing them out, and then it lands on 3 when the line was 3.5. So I was glad to avoid that. But, yeah, they miss free throws. They're still very frustrating. But as a dog, especially against a team that's been flying high but now dealing with a couple of injuries, I don't love that TCU lost the other day. They had beaten Mississippi State, I believe it was. I like it a little bit better. But, yeah, I think this is a spot for West Virginia tonight again. The 2.5.
That Mississippi State game was an overtime, so coin flippy there. This is, you can find it 2. You could find it. Some have moved to 3.5 already. That might be where we're going on this, which is
interesting.
That's a lot. That's a big move. Okay. Look, I mean, TCU doesn't hit their threes. They have one of the worst 3-point percentages in the country. So that's a big knock against them. The bigs for West Virginia should have the big advantage. So I understand. All right. You're feeling better about West Virginia, right? They've won 3 of 4 in conference after the awful 0-5 start.
Yeah. And I mean, it's the same. It's going to be the same story all season. It's going to be coin flips most games. It was a good, it was more sweaty than it had to be against Auburn. That should have been a controlled win, but that's just how it's going to be with this team, I think. But you saw their ceiling in the first half where they blew the doors off. It's most nights are going to be kind of a coin flip, but especially catching points, I like them. And just get me to the first four. Let's do like a 2019 UCLA first four to Final Four sort of thing. Just get me to the first four.
Oh, okay.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I think you'll be in. They keep playing like this in conference. Yeah.
They'll be like an 8-9, something like that. 7.
Yeah, maybe. You'll do better than that. It's been about a week since UConn's played. Because I'm good. It's a good thing because I just get sick to my stomach every time I see this team on the court. They got DePaul tonight. What? 10.5? What the hell?
Anybody
want to lay 10.5?
The BetQL model likes the under on this game because they're going to suffocate the DePaul offense. That's what the model likes tonight.
Oh, I hate this team. Anybody laying 10.5?
No. No, thank you.
Even though it's DePaul?
Do you feel good about laying 10.5? I mean, that's the thing.
I mean, DePaul kept it within 10 against Marquette.
No, they didn't.
No, that's 20. I
lied. They kept it against Georgetown, who stinks. They do have some decent wins on the resume. Xavier. So they could pop here.
It was at home. And DePaul is at home tonight.
Yeah.
I'm just not laying 10.5.
No, I just – God, I hate this team. I should want to lay it, but I just have no trust in them right now still.
Do me, Paul, and Joe take the 10.5 and go to the game?
My schedule's clear. I've heard it's a cool DePaul? Arena. Is it down at Wintrust?
I've never been, so I don't know.
Is it down at Wintrust?
I went to the Marquette DePaul game the other day, and I think that was at Wintrust. Do they play all their games there?
It is at Wintrust. Okay. It is.
How's the home court advantage there?
I will not watch it on FS1. I will not watch it unless DePaul's live.
Because we're going to the game.
I don't
know. Better odds.
I heard you're driving, Joho.
UConn wins by 20-plus, or Joe leaves to go to the game?
UConn wins by 20-plus.
UConn.
More likely DePaul wins by 20-plus.
Alt lines.
I think I'd rather watch DePaul than UConn right now. Who's broadcasting this game? Who's behind the mic? Who do you send for DePaul UConn?
Benetti.
Oh, really?
Oh, he's a local.
If it's FS1, yeah.
He's local-ish.
Yeah. No, that's true.
He's probably on the road the whole season, but
he's locked in. He's coming back. The White Sox. Yeah, I can't even find this information. But anyways, I'd rather go to UConn women's game right now. Right?
Gino.
Well, I mean, at least you know what you're getting with.
No, Gino laughed. Yeah, I win.
I get it. Yeah.
Some good basketball.
Did you know?
I'm interested.
UConn has a 15-1 lifetime record against the Paul.
I mean, it makes
on
sense.
On a Tuesday? Ooh. DePaul money line.
Yes.
Boom.
What are you saying? No way. DePaul sucks.
15-1 on a Tuesday. It's all lining up for DePaul.
Yeah. No. I'd rather go and do like anything else. I'd rather meet up with you guys and do it.
There is a bowling alley right by my apartment.
I would rather do that. Sure.
I'd go bowling and have the game on.
Yeah, what is the bowling up? Are you still bowling?
It's been a couple weeks. Oh, I'm on a heater. We need to find an alley in Arizona. Do they have those out there?
I'm sure.
Of course.
Yeah, like why wouldn't they have bowling alleys?
Regional or
close to where we are, though. I don't know.
All right, I'm looking it up.
Real quick, while you look it up.
Like we go there, and then there's Terrell Davis in the alley in the lane next to us.
Something tells me he's not going to be at the bowling alley.
Joe Ostrowski -20.5 bowling score versus the total of the game, 145.5.
Which game?
The UConn DePaul game. Do you break
165? Oh, I'm the favorite?
Yeah.
I should. I've been
is that a good
I've
number?
Rolling it.
Did I handicap that pretty well?
It's pretty good. I have to check what my average is because when I started the season versus what it is now, very different. Mm. Just getting back in the flow. So yeah, that's pretty good. That's a pretty good number. Not bad. You guys don't really want to go. I'd rather go watch Jake do another dating show.
That was fun. I'd go bowling. I would legitimately go bowling tonight. Dry January is like, it's the last day. It's over at 5 o'clock.
Hear me out. Dating show at the bowling alley.
Yes. You get some characters there.
All right. I got it, guys.
I never got the update on this either. I can't believe he kissed her.
Nice.
Listen to the show, Aaron.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you weren't here.
Sick. You did kiss her.
Oh, you missed it all.
Oh,
by the way,
our
hotel, 13 minutes from a bowling alley. We're good to go. We are good to go. Yeah. We're going bowling in Arizona.
Nice.
Elsa, let's go. You're our closer.
Can't wait. Super Bowl touchdown bets next on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.